WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move right into the G Block at 18 minutes past the hour, it's back-to-back weeks for the personal connection coming at you here on the show, and Colette is our sponsor.
And if you love to travel but you're not a fan of travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which all means that you get to enjoy your destination without the stress of making all those plans. You can do it right here in our own country or in so many different destinations around the globe. Think about this. You can wander a rainforest in Costa Rica. You can experience a tea ceremony in Japan. That sounds lovely. Maybe you'd enjoy riding a train through the Swiss Alps. Whatever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
All three of those sound like fun things to do. Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to go do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more information, or just go to rmworldtravel.com, click on sponsors.
About 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands have become a popular destination for their unique wildlife viewing and the remote volcanic landscapes. Well, our next guest has taken one of the island's postal traditions to the next level. We say this is quite an ambitious journey. He's joining us today from London via Google Meet. Here's Johnny Beardmore, better known these days as the Galapagos Postman, for today's personal connection.
Hello, Johnny. Nice to be connecting with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be here, guys. Always keen to have a chat with your friends over the ditch.
Well, over the ditch indeed. So, all right, since we have folks listening across the United States with us today, I want to set up the famous postal box on Floriana. This Galapagos Island has a long tradition of stampless postal box. Essentially, it's run by visitors, right? In short, you write a postcard, you stick it in the box, and a future traveler who comes along looks for letters addressed to locations near where they live. When you find one, you take it, or however many you want, back with you, and you have to hand deliver it to the addressee. So, Johnny, you were a lot more ambitious than just that. Share how you decided to, how many you decided to take, and what inspired you for this mission that you're on.
Sure. Look, I came across the post box back in 2023 when I visited myself, found out about it, put a letter in, took a couple out, delivered them to London, and I got such a buzz from doing it. I was looking for a new adventure after, you know, to get out in the world again after COVID and, you know, the social media heavy world we live in at the moment that just was, I felt just a little disconnected from the world. I wanted to get out. And the methodology of these letters and delivering them just struck me as such a wonderful way to travel the world, meet new people and have some amazing experiences. So I decided to take 50 and deliver them to seven continents around the planet.
50. All right, Johnny, that's a lot of letters and a lot of hand deliveries. Johnny, we've interviewed many travelers in this personal connection segment. This may be one of the most novel or unique travel stories. Can you share one story of a letter delivery? I'm sure you have many, but we only have time for one that really made the recipient happy. The recipient was home and kind of really reinforced for you what you're doing. So basically a great day on the job.
Sure. So I think the story that comes to mind is literally just Tuesday this week. I was in Dublin. I was going to make a delivery to Paddy and Bernadette, and I got in touch with Joe Duffy's radio show there, and he's pretty big in Ireland, and they decided that we would do the letter delivery live, which I'd never done before on radio. I've had TV follow me, you know, but not live. And
sure.
So live calling in. We rocked up on the doorstep, knocked on the door. Paddy answers. He's looking at me, and I said, "But you know, I've come here. My name is Johnny Beardmore, and I bought a card from the Galapagos Islands for it." He's looking at me a little bit bewildered. Subsequently, I found out he had a massive hangover, so he was a little slow to react.
Of course, he did. It's Ireland.
yeah, and then he, you know, once I told him about it, we got Joe, got him on the radio. He was chatting to Joe, and we just had this, you know, wonderful chat with him. And sharing it, and that we straight away, you know, by within 30 minutes of being with him, we were just riffing and as if we were old mates. And he was such a
well, you'll be friends character. For life now.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So we then went out on the town. He took me around Dublin, and I got home at like 1 o'clock in the morning after my Guinness.
Well, great. So you're really making friends along the way.
Well, that underscores
mates
his mission.
For life.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
So you're now. I know this is self-funded. I believe it's self-funded. Correct. And you're aiming for all seven continents. I want to know if you think you're going to make all seven.
He's getting a call right now.
He is. He's busy. He's got
a lot of
new friends now. Are you going to make all seven? And how many have you done so far, and have you hit Antarctica, and was anyone home?
Yep. So I will make all seven. I have already been to Antarctica. I started in the Galapagos in South America. I went straight down to Antarctica. I didn't have a letter to deliver, but I wanted to go, and I went to the most southerly post office in the world in Antarctica, mm-hmm. came back up through Central America and North America, flew over to Iceland, now in Europe and the UK, and about to head into Eastern Europe. So I've got three continents down so far, 38,000 miles, four to go, another 6 months on the road.
All right, so let's talk about this. I want to go back. First question, Mary said self-funded, but what do you consider your day job?
I'm a commercial storyteller. I help business development and sales teams try and win business through the art of bidding and proposals.
Okay.
So the storytelling element of that is very transferable.
So you can take your job with you. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's important. All right. So as unique and special as this is, Johnny, I mean, I can't imagine every home you're walking up to as a stranger has been welcoming. I mean, there's got to be dogs, there's security gates, maybe folks are away on vacation, they're on their job, they're at work themselves. Anything you want to share about the challenges of this journey?
Look, developing sort of little techniques to do it. I'll try and go in the middle of the day initially straight away when I first arrive, knock on the door. Most times I've hit the jackpot and somebody's been home. But if they haven't, I've then gone back in the evening, tried again when they might be home, and then I always have a little backup day the following day or a couple of days in the place so that if I miss them, I then start. I don't try to contact them before I get there. So it's all, you know, old school rock
up. It's spontaneity. Knock on the door. Yeah, right.
And then if I can't reach them, I then try social media or I try their neighbours and I get into a bit of a detective way to try and find them. And so once you track them down and after the initial sort of apprehension and you show them the letter that's come from somebody they know or some of them have written them to themselves, they just open up and you're invited in as an old friend, especially when they hear how far I've travelled and what the story is about.
I love it.
So you did say, and I appreciate that you wanted to get out like all of us did after COVID and everything. You wanted to see the world. But we do know that a lot of this is for your father. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about the inspiration behind the idea of this in memory of your dad. And did your dad like to travel?
Yes, that's where I got my sort of wanderlust from, I think. Being based down in New Zealand as a young boy, didn't really do much traveling until I was 25. And then now, last 25 years, I'm at like 114 countries now, and it was his business travels that sort of started to inspire me. He unfortunately had motor neurone or ALS, sure. North American mm-hmm. Listeners will be familiar with. He had it for 8 years. He passed away in October 22, and I knew that when he passed, I could go away and do another big challenge, and so I was looking for what it would be, and he would be the inspiration to raise awareness for, you know, motor neurone and ALS sufferers around the world, because they lose the ability, their mobility, their ability to communicate, they lose connection. And this whole challenge is really about human connection through the use of these.
Clearly, the loss of connection that your dad had, you are making up for that in a tremendous way, because you're making more connections around the world than most people will in a lifetime. Certainly, we applaud that. And again, we're sorry for the passing of your dad. So, all right, you know, right now, you now, I guess, the Galapagos postman, we're going to call you that, all right? So that's your secondary
job. That's
his
handle.
So, yeah. Johnny, where are you headed next? And, you know, with the holidays coming and so forth, do you slow down to enjoy that, or the mission continues regardless?
I'm traveling. It's pretty intense. 5 months, just the first 5 months flew by. I just had 2 weeks in London, just not moving. I'm still kind of working and doing, you know, talking about this and trying to promote and raise awareness. So I'm never, you know, pens down on holiday, and it won't be for the rest of this challenge until the 1st of March, 2025, when that's the end date.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to have to stay in touch and find out about some of these other locations. I hope that you will stay in touch with us and keep us updated. Love doing these type of segments with folks. I know we've done some others that come to mind. Not quite like yours, as Mary said, but besides your Instagram, which is Big O Adventures, is there someplace else that folks can follow your journey, or is Big O Adventures on Instagram the place you like to send people?
That's the main place. There's the Big O Adventures on Facebook as well has some of the information for people not on Instagram.
Okay, all right. Great. So again, folks, Big O Adventures. It will be where you can follow Johnny. Johnny, nice connecting with you. Enjoy the weekend, and go, Johnny, go.
Thanks, guys. I'm off to Tallinn tomorrow in Estonia, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Let's now. Connect again.
Take care.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I look forward to updating you in the new year.
Definitely. Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Cheers, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
See you later. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes. The screen has just gone blank. Johnny has left. Go, Johnny, go.
What a great journey.
You know, that is certainly another example of a personal connection, how travel can impact and be transformational for sure. So, all right, as we get ready for this bottom of the hour break, I am told that we have made connection again with Rudy. He'll join the show for the first time this hour. Three more segments are still ahead today. Don't go anywhere. Your Robert and Mary World Travel get-together is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.